The last thing we need to do before preparing the final plan and documenting it is to undertake a risk assessment exercise. A project plan might look good on paper. However, we must ensure that we have given due consideration to the risks that might be associated with its implementation. Here is a very popular and simple technique. Step 1. Brainstorm all of the possible risks associated with your project. An effective way of doing this is to focus the brainstorm around cost, time, quality criteria. For example, what are all the things that could happen that would jeopardise our ability to stay in budget? What are all the things that could happen that would lead us to missing the deadline? What are all the things that could happen that would jeopardise our ability to meet our given quality criteria? Knowing and focusing on the key drivers of your project is obviously very helpful here, as it gives you a level of priority when assessing the risks and what to do about them. Step 2. Take each risk and list them in a table, and then consider one at a time and agree how likely it is to occur. Give that likelihood a score out of 10, 10 being high, and note it on the table. Step 3. Add another column to your table, and now take each risk at a time and consider the level of impact it would have on your project if it did occur. Give that impact score out of 10, 10 being high, and note it on the table. Step 4. Now plot the risks on a chart, with one axis being likelihood and the other being impact. Divide the chart into four quadrants by drawing horizontal and vertical lines at the point where a score of 5 sits. Step 5. Any risks falling in the top right-hand box are obviously a priority to look at, and perhaps consider some appropriate action, either to reduce the likelihood of it happening or reduce the impact it has if it does occur. The risk chart can be converted into a prioritised action table. The table should be reviewed regularly to ensure that it is up to date and reflects the current situation.